Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, a thief in Atlanta robbed a store of $40,000 worth of hair.
I'm Tony Kornheiser, and once I steal some super glue, my plan will really come together. Will.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's easier with, why don't you just call Brian Urlacher? Urlacher did one of those deals. You got billboards all over Chicago. You can get some hair that way.
What do you think $40,000 worth of hair looks like? Is it human hair? Is it antelope hair?
It's got to look like Reverend Ike, right? Reverend Ike hair?
What is it?
Maybe, I don't know.
How much hair is $40,000? Welcome
hair.
To PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Lightning beat the Rangers again. Tony La Russa defends a questionable decision, and Kendrick Perkins joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with Game 4 of the NBA Finals tonight in Boston. Steph Curry vows he will play despite his leg injury. The Celtics lead the series 2-1. Wilbon, you will be there, of course. Does this feel like a must-win for the Warriors?
Yes, Tony. And it feels like a must-win to the Warriors because Klay Thompson and Steph Curry have already given voice to that. And I know that Steph Curry's got an injured foot, and he may not be 100%. I don't see how he can be 100%, but I think that actually, in the case of this one game tonight, can work in Golden State's favor. Because this is not a game where they can wait on Steph Curry to come and score 45 and have one of those dazzling Curry performances and win the game that way. No. The Golden State Warriors have to be at their best tonight, like the Celtics were in Game 3. And they're going to have to get Jordan Poole early performance, which means get Jordan Poole the ball. We saw what he can be in the regular season. He can be as prolific in a short-term situation as Steph Curry. They got to have Klay Thompson be Klay Thompson. Draymond Green, who was a no-show in Game 3, has to be full-fledged Draymond Green. And I don't mean just engaging All right. with the officials or antagonizing. I mean playing, playmaking, defending, Kuminga. I said Poole, Otto Porter Jr., Wiggins. That's a team. They know how to do that. They have urgency. They know what they're facing. And now they know they've played in Boston in the New Garden. They've played here now. They know what it feels like to play a finals game here. Golden State has to play. I expect them to do so.
Yeah, if the question to go back to it is, does it feel like a must win for the Warriors? The answer is, of course. I mean, you don't want to go down 3-1, even if two of the next three games would be on your home court. And there's a lot written about how Doc Rivers' teams have lost series three different times when they're up 3-1. But it's rare, Mike. It's not commonplace. It doesn't happen all the time. You go down 3-1, most of the time you lose. I mean, that's just the way it is. I will keep saying until the Warriors prove wrong that they have earned the benefit of the doubt. Those three guys, Curry and Thompson and Green and that coach Kerr, they got three rings. You know, they've been champions. But I also will say this about Boston. I think Boston has faced tougher teams getting here. They've beaten better teams, in my opinion, beating Brooklyn, beating Milwaukee, and beating Miami. Do I think Golden State's going to win this game? I do. I mean, I do think they're going to win. But if they lose this game and they can win three in a row, they can, they're capable. But I don't think they would. I don't.
Yeah, and by the way, Tone, just to clear something up, you mean you think Boston beat better teams along the way to get here than Golden State beat to get here?
Yes, in the playoffs.
So I know what you mean. Yeah,
yes,
right.
That's exactly right. Let me put it this way. I think the Boston Celtics are battle-tested because they have played better teams
point.
In the playoffs.
That's a great and fair point, Tony. I will point out that Golden State lost a 3-1 lead once in the finals. I mean, Golden State should probably have a fourth championship for those guys, those three. But they blew one. But I'm with you. I think they know that. They've got that sense of urgency tonight, and I think they're going to win. I think it's a long series. Long, meaning seven games. Let's move to the NHL and the Stanley Cup playoffs where the Lightning beat the Rangers last night. I guess it could have gone either way. Ryan Strome could have broken a 1-1 tie with about 5 minutes left, but he couldn't get control of the puck in front of a wide-open net. The Lightning then scored on a deflection with less than 2 minutes left and added an empty netter for a 3-1 win. Tampa now up 3-2 in this series, but the Rangers maintain they still believe, Tony, with good reason that they still believe?
I think they absolutely have good reason because they've been in a circumstance, if I'm not mistaken, that they were down 3-2 in both the playoff series that they won.
Yes.
So they can draw on that. The difference here is they haven't played a team as good as the two-time Stanley Cup defending champions.
That's right, too.
Which
yeah.
is what Tampa is. And they haven't been in this circumstance before where two of their last three games, they got beaten by very late goals. That felt like back-breaking losses. In fact, in game four, the Rangers had nothing left at all, and they lost 4-1. So you put yourself in a situation like this. If you get to a game seven, you've won two game sevens already. You can have all the belief that you want. But Tampa's a really good team. Am I gonna, I think Tampa's ready to close it out. I do.
Yeah.
Everything has been breaking bad for the Rangers and breaking good for Tampa.
It has, Tony, these last couple of games. And look, and Vasilevsky is a stone wall out there. I know he gave up the early, relatively early, first goal last night. But, you know, as I said, I was rooting for the Rangers thinking that Tampa's just better. And Tampa just looks like they're in control, Tony. Look like they're in control of the series as a champion, as a two-time defending champion. And I know the Rangers have been great. And they've been great at home, but oh, wait. They lost at home last night, and now they're going to have to go and beat Vasilevsky. And look, maybe a deflection goes their way, and they get this thing back at 3-3 in Game 7, and they've been here twice. They have every reason to believe, to answer that question, and they better believe. They're not going to beat Tampa if they don't believe, but do I believe? No, I'm still rooting for them. Do I believe they're going to beat Tampa in Game 6 down there? No, Tone, I do not.
Wilbon, we have got a great Chicago story for you. Yesterday, your boy Tony La Russa intentionally walked Trey Turner on a 1-2 count because first base was open after Freddie Freeman took second on a wild pitch. It was the sixth inning, there were two outs, and the White Sox were losing 7-5, and La Russa elected to pitch instead to Max Muncy, a lefty, not Turner, a righty, with a lefty pitcher. Muncy hit it out of the park and then had some choice words for La Russa while crossing the plate that we can't say here. Afterwards, La Russa vigorously defended his strategy, saying it wasn't even a tough call. Wilbon, will you defend La Russa here?
No. It might not have been a tough call for him in real time playing strict percentages. And I'm not going to call these analytics. He's playing percentages the likes of which, maybe not exactly, but the likes of which go back 100 years. And so I understand why he went with Muncy, you know, he wanted to go against Muncy in that situation. But it was the wrong decision. It was dead wrong. And I agree with Muncy. And part of what Muncy said can be repeated. And it was basically, you walk a guy when you got two strikes on him, that's never the smart move. That's never the percentage play. And I'm with Muncy on that, Tone. And I, people can say, oh, you know, he's a Cub fan. He's rooting against the White Sox. No, I don't. I'm not that kind of Chicagoan. I root for people with Chicago on their chest. So I'm rooting for the White Sox in this situation. And La Russa's move, there's sometimes in baseball where you make the percentage play. And it's dead wrong. It doesn't work out. This was that. Dead wrong. Yeah. And it didn't work out. I'm going to try to get Trey Turner out in that situation. I am.
Right. So I love Tony La Russa. But if I've got two outs and two strikes on a batter.
Yes.
I'm not walking him. I'm not going to go and set up a force play on two more bases. It doesn't make any sense to me. I'm going to try and get Trey Turner out. I saw one clip where you can hear a fan screaming. He's got two strikes, Tony. He doesn't think it's a good play. Let me get to my notes here. Trey Turner is a better, hotter hitter right now than Max Muncy.
And that's why.
And Max Muncy comes into this thing. Yeah. And Max Muncy comes into this thing hitting about 100. And you want to go 150. You want to go lefty-lefty instead of lefty-righty. And I get all of that. But the one thing Max Muncy can do to kill you is hit it out. And he hit it out. Tony La Russa's decision was wrong. I'm going to go through this. Give me 20 seconds. It's not analytics. It's just numbers. Turner doesn't hit it all that great against lefties with a 1-2 count over his career. But this year he does. Muncy isn't hitting that much this year, but historically he hits well against lefties. The guy on the mound is a lefty who doesn't get lefties out as well as he gets righties out, right? He's good against righties at 1-2 with like Turner. So I get all of it. But what it comes down to ultimately is the old saying, there's lies, there's damned lies, and there's statistics. La Russa went with the statistics, and they killed him.
Two strikes.
They killed him.
Two strikes, dude. Get Trey Turner out. It's a 1-2 pitch. Yeah. Retire him and stay in the game. He was Tony La Russa, Hall of Famer. He was wrong. Yes. That's the name of that tune, is it? Somebody used to say.
Let's take a break. Coming up, can Draymond Green be more effective tonight? We're going to ask Kendrick Perkins.
We'll also ask him whether he's receiving the same 2015 vibes that Klay Thompson claims to be feeling.
The great thing about numbers is you can always in baseball find exceptions. Like, I understand you want to go lefty-lefty, but look what happened. You went lefty-lefty, look what happened.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Corona Extra. Find the fine life. Live La Vida Maspina. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Corona Extra, part of Happy Hour.
Let's get back in tonight's game four of the NBA Finals with our bestie Kendrick Perkins. We enjoy having him on the show. And we're going to start out with a very simple and direct question. Do you have any particular advice for Draymond Green?
Yeah, I do. Look, Draymond, it's time for you to lose yourself in the team. Be that emotional leader. Be the heart and soul of the team. We know that Steph is the best player on the team, but when it comes to leadership, it's not about Draymond, right? Other guys are watching you. Andrew Wiggins, Jordan Poole. Those guys follow Draymond Green. So Draymond, if he's not having a good game tonight, he still needs to be an extension of Steve Kerr and the coaching staff and make sure that he leads those other guys to make sure that they do their part. Like, don't let his emotions get in the way of him actually being that leader of his young core that's on this Golden State team.
Draymond, I'm going to flip the topic to the Celtics for a second. You are so comfortable on that floor. You have been on that floor. You've won a championship on that floor. Isaiah Thomas told us the other night that playing in a Boston crowd, in front of a Boston crowd, for your first time in the playoffs, and it was the first time for the Warriors doing that in the playoff game, that it is different, it is harder, and they had no chance. When you were playing there, did you feel like playing in the Garden gave you some extra advantage over anywhere else in the league? Because you played a lot of places as a home guy and on the road.
Absolutely, and that's facts. Because just think about it. In 2008, we had two game sevens, right, against the Atlanta Hawks and then the Cleveland Cavaliers. We knew once we got you into the Garden that we was going to win that game. Look, all this crying we keep hearing, what are the babies going to do, okay? Look, I don't want to hear about the fans, you know, with their chanting and everything else. This is where your legacy could take another leap, right? This is why we talk about Michael Jordan, you know, dropping 60-plus in the Garden. This is why we talk about LeBron James when he was with the Miami Heat having that epic game six. This is why we talk about Jimmy Butler in the Eastern Conference Finals dropping 47 in the Garden, right? Because of the fans, because of how hostile it is. Like, you have to embrace this moment, not cry about it.
That is fascinating. We'll see what happens in their second trip tonight. The Celtics have so much more size than the Warriors, Kendrick. What would you do if you're coaching Golden State to counteract some of that size advantage that Boston has?
you know what? They have to find ways to get some minutes for Kuminga. You know, when I look at the athleticism of the Boston Celtics, they're way more athletic than the Golden State Warriors. You have Kuminga over there, a guy that is capable of being a rim protector, a guy that is capable of being a lob threat at the basket. Look, I'm not saying start him, but at least try him out. Hell, put him out there for 1 minute. We know the old saying, if he plays well, then he earned 2 minutes. If he's still playing well, then he may earn 3 minutes. But at least give him a shot. I think Steve Kerr has to go with Kuminga tonight to match the athleticism of the Boston Celtics.
We will get you out of here on this, and it will also draw on your own personal background. Klay Thompson says he's getting 2015 vibes when the Warriors beat the Cavaliers in 6 games after being down 2-1. I believe you were on that Cleveland team. Are you getting those same vibes that Klay Thompson's getting?
No, I'm not. I'm so far away from them vibes. It's not even in my mind. I think Klay right now, psychologically, he's trying to psych his own self out. He knows that this Boston Celtics team is one of the best defensive teams that he has faced. He also knows that playing in this arena after experiencing that in Game 3, that it's not going to be easy. And guess what? Kevin Durant is not walking through that door anytime soon to help save the day. So I don't know what vibes Klay Thompson is getting, and I guess KD wasn't on that 2015 team, but Jordan Poole has been a no-show. So I don't understand where he's going to get that third option from. He can't expect Draymond Green to go out there and get 25 or 30 because he just don't have it no more. But I'm not getting that vibe. I'm getting the vibe that the Celtics are going to come out here on a mission tonight.
It's such a joy to have you on this show.
Great.
It really is. Thank you.
Kendrick, appreciate it.
Well, see
you in a minute.
I appreciate y'all, legends, anytime. Yes, sir.
All right, let's take one last break. Still to come, Shohei Ohtani gives the Angels what they need.
And the Oklahoma Sooners display their dominance again. One more time. Yeah. Sooners killing it.
Kendrick Perkins is what Howard Cosell talked about when he talked about telling it like it is. He's totally
telling
fearless
like
in what
it
he
is.
Says.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Corona Extra. Find the fine life. Live la vida más fina. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 40th birthday, Tara Lipinski. Lipinski won the gold medal in ladies figure skating in 1998 in Nagano. Lipinski and after her, Sarah Hughes, are the last Americans to win this event. Luban, you were in Nagano, right? Because Lipinski was great. And she's great now on TV with Johnny Weir talking about skating. And I bring this up because Tara Lipinski was 15 years old when she won this gold medal. And you, Wilbon, are in total support that nobody under 17 should be allowed to skate in the Olympics. So two perfectly well-adjusted skaters, Lipinski and Oksana Bayul, would not have gold medals if you ran the world.
Of course they would. They would have had them 2 years later. And they don't need to be out there at 15 or 12 or whatever that is. They'd have been out there. They'd have been fine. And she is great on TV. She's great on television, Tara Lipinski. Lovely listening to her.
Oh, she really is terrific. They're both great together. Happy anniversary, Russell Wilson. On this day last year, After the Seahawks' final OTA, their quarterback addressed the media and said he never requested a trade and wanted to stay in Seattle. Wilson said, and I'm quoting here, "Obviously, I love Seattle. I love playing here. I've always wanted to play here for my full career," unquote. Wilson said this even though everyone knew his agent had given the Seahawks a list of four teams that Wilson would be happy to be traded to. Wilson played for Seattle last year. The Seahawks weren't very good, and Wilson again expressed his unhappiness. So this year, Wilson will be playing for Denver, where he was traded and seemingly thrilled to be there, obviously.
He should have boycotted this stupid mini camp or OTA last year, and then he wouldn't have had the opportunity to say something so dumb and regrettable. Because a guy like Russell Wilson shouldn't even be on the scene at some dumb thing like a practice in June, like he needs that, or like Tom Brady needs that, or like Aaron Rodgers needs that. They don't need that. Networks apparently need it, not those guys.
I won't argue with that. Happy trails to the Angels' 14-game losing streak. American League MVP Shohei Ohtani did what a unicorn is supposed to do last night. Ohtani threw seven innings of one-hit ball and hit a home run that gave the Angels a 2-1 lead. And the Angels finally won a game, ending their franchise record losing streak at 14 by beating the Red Sox 5-2. Mike Trout said of Ohtani, quote, "Shohei was unbelievable as always," unquote. This was manager Phil Nevin's first win since taking over for the fired Joe Maddon and losing two straight. Meanwhile, the Phillies, who famously fired Joe Girardi a few days earlier, won their sixth straight game under undefeated manager Rob Thompson. Is it really this simple?
No, Harper and Schwarber. My man Schwarbs. You know I root for Schwarbs no matter what uniform he's wearing, Tony. But I just, the Angels and Shohei. Shohei is the new Ernie Banks. I mean, he's like destined to just be on a team that can't get to October, even though he is undeniably great. And so I see that, and I worry, because Ernie Banks is my hero, but he never played in October. Never. In his Hall of Fame career. I don't want Shohei to have that. I don't.
I don't want that. Shohei and Trout. I want them in the World Series. Let's go to the big finish.
Let's
Oklahoma beat Texas 10-5 to win the Women's College World Series. Your thoughts?
Justin Hollow wound up with 34 home runs in 62 games. 34 and 62 led the Sooners to their fourth title in 6 years. Congratulations to her and that whole team. Your boy Steven Strasburg gave up 7 over 4 2/3 in his season debut. What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, I watched that. I think Davey should have taken him out in the fifth when he was getting lit up. He threw a lot of breaking pitches. He topped out, I think, his fastball at 90, but he wasn't ready to go all in yet. I want to see him again. He didn't get hurt. That's the good thing. He didn't get hurt. And he had 5 strikeouts. Cincinnati, Houston, and Central Florida will join the Big 12 1 year earlier than expected in 2023. Is that significant?
No, no. The SEC, the Big Ten, and on some weekends, the Pac-12, they're the only conferences that matter anymore. No, it's not significant. Belmont Stakes tomorrow, Mr. Horsey. Who ya got?
I'd love to see Rich Strike win. I would. To win the Derby when nobody expected it and then win the Belmont. The great Andy Beyer is picking We the People, the speed horse. Thinks he's going to steal it. We'll see. Last one, U.S. men's soccer tonight against Grenada. Who you got in that one?
I got a clicker that skips over any soccer until we get to August when the international leagues start early. Since there's World Cup, I'm not dealing with friendlies in June. It's like mini camp. Stop it.
We're out of time. We will try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. Check out NBA Countdown at 8:30 Eastern on ABC. Look at that perk tonight. Now, here's SportsCenter.
You're gonna watch the World Cup, aren't you?